Next, we have our local history shot slot. Richard Matthew has extracts from Parson Woodford, well known in Norfolk as an author. Here is Richard and Sarah Lusher to read them for you.
James Woodford was an English clergyman, remembered as the author of The Diary of a Country Parson, a vivid account of parish life in Norfolk. He was born in Somerset in 1740, educated at Oxford, and became rector of Weston Longville between Norwich and Durham in 1776. He never married, but he was soon joined by his niece Nancy as housekeeper and companion, who stayed with him until he died in 1803. His daily diary details his social life, the local squire, his meals, his servants, the local farmers, innkeepers, labourers, and many others. Only a small part of it is about his duties as rector. He obviously has time for country pursuits. On the 11th of January 1763, he writes,
"Went on the river again this morning a-skating, and I have improved in the outstroke a good deal. I was on the ice from 12 this morning till 5 this afternoon, and I gave a fellow for putting on my skates, and sometimes altering them, 2 pence.
On the 14th of April 1775, about one of his many trips to Norwich, he writes,
"We breakfasted, dined, supped and slept at Norwich. We took a walk over the city in the morning, and we both agreed it was the fairest city in England by far."
On the 15th of April 1778, we learn of a curious incident.
"We breakfasted, dined, supped and slept again at home. Brewed a vessel of strong beer today. My 2 large pigs, by drinking some beer grounds taken out of one of my barrels, got so amazingly drunk that they were not able to stand and appeared like dead things almost. I never saw pigs so drunk in my life."
The entry for the 21st of May 1778 shows that women dressed as men is not just a modern phenomenon.
"I walked up to the White Hart with Mr. Lewis and Bill to see a famous woman in men's clothes, by name Hannah Snell, who was 21 years as a common soldier in the army and not discovered by any as a woman. She went in the army by name of John Gray. She is now about 60 and travels the country with a basket at her back, selling buttons, garters, laces, etc."
On the 5th of June 1780, he shows real compassion for a drowned boy.
"Mr. Mann's boy, who was taking care of some horses in a field where there was a large clay pit full of water, by accident fell in and was drowned. He was child of one Spinks by the church. A sad misfortune indeed, but hope the lad is much happier than if he had stayed longer here. Mr. Mann, very uneasy."
On the 12th of November, we learn of some local dangers.
"We heard this morning that many people were robbed yesterday between Norwich and Mattershall by 2 highwaymen. They are both known and were very near being taken. One of them is a nephew of one Parfaroy, and his name is Hewson. My man Ben knows him very well."
And on the 24th of October 1785, we learn about the primitive dental treatment available when he had to use the blacksmith to extract a tooth.
"The toothache so very bad all night, and the same this morning that I sent for John Reeves the farrier, who lives at the Hart, and often draws teeth for people. He pulled it out for me the first pull, but it was a monstrous crash. It had but one fang, but that so very long. I gave Johnny Reeves for drawing it 2 shillings and 6 pence.
On another trip to Norwich on the 19th of December, he goes to see a learned pig.
"The captain and myself went and saw the learned pig at the Rampant Horse in St. Stephen's. It was wonderful to see the sagacity of the animal. He would spell any word or number from the letters and figures that were placed before him. Paid for seeing the pig 1 shilling.
He was a charitable man who fed and gave money to the poor in his parish. On Christmas Day 1786, he writes,
"It being Christmas Day, I had the following old men dine at my house on roast beef and plum pudding, and after dinner 1/2 pint of strong ale and 1 shilling to each to carry home to their wives, Richard Buck, Thomas Cushing, Thomas Carey, Thomas Carr, Nathaniel Heavers, John Buckman, and my clerk, Jasper Smith.
He shows a very charitable attitude to a forced marriage which he strongly disapproves of.
1787, January the 25th, rode to Ringland this morning and married one Robert Astick and Elizabeth Howlett, and the man being in custody, the woman being with child by him. It is a cruel thing that any person should be compelled by law to marry. It is very disagreeable to me to marry such persons.
Like most people at that time, he very much enjoyed seeing spectacles and curiosities.
July the 21st. This evening, as we were going to supper, a covered cart drove into my yard with three men in it. The principal was a black, with a French horn blowing it all the way up the yard, to know if we would like to see a little woman only 33 inches high and 31 years of age. She was taken out of the cart and into the kitchen, where we heard her sing two songs. She was rather deformed, seemed in good spirits, sang exceedingly high with very little judgment, and was very talkative.
I think you'll agree that Parson Woodford probably had a rather easier life than today's vicars, but he has left us a valuable record of one man's life and times in the late 18th century.